We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back to the program. Joining us right now is State Senator Josh Kimbrel to talk about the Open Carry with Training Act. Senator Kimbrel, a pleasure to have you on the program again. Thank you. I know you've been very busy with this bill and all of these amendments. At one time, I think yesterday, we had 57 amendments.
Charlie, it's good to be with you as always. Yeah, it was a little more than that. We were up to 67 at one point, but some of those got pulled down. We had 67, and the reason I know that is one of my amendments was number 66, so I'm aware of those numbers.
So let's first of all talk about congratulations on the passage of this bill in the Senate. By the way, let's talk about some of the particulars. It is the Open Carry with Training Act. What is the training required, and who needs to get it?
Well, Charlie, basically, and let me first off say, I agree it's a victory, and thank you for the congratulations to everybody. It's a good thing, but it's not what I wanted. I wanted constitutional carry.
Yep.
This is better than getting no gun legislation this year, but it still requires a CWP. So what we're basically doing is saying that if you're a concealed weapons carrier and you have a permit, now you can carry it exposed.
Okay.
And we did do some things that improved it. I mean, we built in anti-commandeering language. We included that in the budget already as a proviso last week, but we codified it in statute with this bill, saying that we're not going to allow South Carolina Law Enforcement Division or state law enforcement agencies or officers using state resources to enforce any form of Biden administration executive order or federal law that would try to curb your magazine size or types of guns you can own. Mm-hmm. And basically we had Second Amendment sanctuary language in the bill, which that's a good thing, but it still requires a CWP to carry exposed, open carry as it's called. Right. And that's good, but I wanted constitutional carry and we came up 4 votes short on that.
Right. What type of training is now, if you have the CWP right now, in 90 days, you'll be able, after the governor signs it, you'll be able to open carry, right?
Yeah, that's essentially what it means. Yeah. I mean, it's called Open Carry Act with training, but the training is CWP. So it's effectively you take the CWP course and then you can open carry. So you've got, it's permitted carry. And that's why, I think it's a good thing. I don't trash getting 80% of what I want.
Yeah.
But I'd like to have gotten constitutional because, in my view, the Second Amendment is inviolable. You have a right to carry whether we tell you that you have a permit or not. You didn't have to have a government permission slip to say, hey, I get to carry a gun. So it keeps the CWP language and training in place. It just means now instead of carrying concealed, you can carry open if you'd like.
So that's good. Now let's talk about the Second Amendment sanctuary status. All of these things basically are under the purview of the Attorney General?
Well, not necessarily. What we're saying is if the federal administration, if Biden or even Congress comes in and tries to infringe upon your Second Amendment rights and start, especially with an executive order limiting your magazine size or telling you you can't have an AR-15 or an M4, we're saying we're not going to enforce that. And that's really not up to the Attorney General. We're saying in statute, in the law, South Carolina Law Enforcement Division and police departments under the state's authority and any state funding will not go to enforce that. It doesn't mean that the federal government won't try to enforce it.
But
we're not going to use state resources to do it. We're going to protect your rights as far as South Carolina is concerned.
So now 90 days, we'll wait 90 days. What about, like, somebody was asking a question the other day. By the way, this will, if you choose not to open carry, and you conceal, right? And you accidentally flash or print your gun. This bill also protects you from that, right?
Yeah, I mean, at this point, if you have a concealed weapons permit of any kind, whether you conceal it and you inadvertently expose the gun, or you wear it on your hip exposed, you're protected. Absolutely.
Right.
I mean, the point is we're removing the stigma. Let's say you're at a gun show. That some gun shows will allow you to carry, some won't. So if you're at a gun show and you your shirt pulls up and somebody sees your handgun, you're not in trouble now.
Right.
This allows you to openly carry this gun in plain sight if you have concealed weapons permit.
Yeah, because before you could be in trouble for stuff like that. So, and again, a good step. I mean, I will say it's like you say, it's not perfect, but at least we have some government, well, or some gun legislation, and we do have some protection from any overreach by the federal government. So that is definitely always a good thing, right?
Those are very positive things. I mean, it's the first major gun legislation that's passed in South Carolina in more than two decades. I mean, it's significant. And the good thing is, we didn't come up very short on constitutional carry. I mean, it was 25 to 21. You had 9 Republicans cross over and vote with all the Democrats.
Now,
but here's the positive. We can look at this as glass half full or glass half empty. There's 30 Republicans in the Senate out of 46 total members. 21 of the 30, including me, voted for constitutional carry, which is permitless carry. You can carry whether we give you a permit or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you got 9 Republicans that we don't have to flip all 9. We just got to convince 3 or 4 of them. So we got till next year. We can work on that. We can always go back, get another bite at the apple. There's going to be elections next year. There's Senate elections again in 2024. We're closer than we've ever been to having open carry, even without a permit. And while this is a victory and we should be happy about it, we don't rest on our laurels. We buckle down and we go for permitless carry and expand that right even further.
Exactly. So this has gone back to the House, right?
It'll go back to the House for concurrence on the anti-commandeering Second Amendment sanctuary language we included.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect there's going to be any problem there, so it should be relatively quickly concurred with, I would imagine, next week. And then the governor said he'd sign it. And from the date of his signature, 90 days later, open carry in South Carolina will be the law.
Yeah. Well, that is certainly good news here in South Carolina. But, I mean, we're seeing all of these other states. I'm kind of getting a little jealous of other states that have constitutional carry, aren't you?
Oh, Charlie, I'm very jealous. And I thought on Wednesday night, I thought I was going to get it. I mean, I was on the floor of the Senate with other colleagues like Shane Martin and others who were fighting alongside me to get that. We were 4 votes shy. But, I mean, look, 4 votes. We can flip 4 votes, so we can be jealous. But that jealousy should motivate us to move forward. And we will get constitutional carry in South Carolina. I believe it's going to happen. We're closer than ever. And we take this victory and we say, good job, and attaboy, and then we go and do the next step, which is constitutional carry.
There you go. All right, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Senator Josh Kimbrell, for being on the program. Good job. Again, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you, Charlie. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye. Just to remind you, the senators that voted against constitutional carry were Sean Bennett, Chip Campson, Penry Gustafson, Greg Embree, Robert Johnson, Hugh Leatherman, Shane Massey, Luke Rankin, and Sandy Sin from the Low Country. Those were the 9 that voted against. Oh, why 90 days? Because that's what Sandy Sin wanted. Sandy Sin wanted 90 days. She proposed this amendment to wait that this law not take effect until 90 days after the governor signs it. That was her baby, and I think that came pretty much from Luther Reynolds down in Charleston, who apparently had Sandy's ear a lot more than you do, a lot more than I do. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD. Let's talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back to the program. Coming up in just a minute, we have got more Hunter Biden news. Yeah. Now it seems like he's got a little more in common with Eric Swalwell than we thought. Let's go to the phone right now and talk to Jersey Phil from Traveler's Wrist. Buddy, how are you? Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. Happy Friday.
You too.
Have you played Furman yet?
No, I have not had the chance to go out and play Furman. I have, but I will. I will. We're trying to do some other things. We'll get to Furman soon.
Okay. All right. Yep. Anyway, so I have a prediction for this summer, and it's not one that I feel very comfortable making, but I'm going to make it anyway.
All right.
So, and this is in lieu of, this is kind of the backstory here. You mentioned that you're going to have like a guy talk about energy later.
Right.
Right. He's coming on. So I'd be curious. I'm not telling you how you do your job. I think maybe a good question for him is what this prediction is about.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, there were rolling blackouts in California.
Right.
Like 6 months ago, you know, when that storm hit Texas went sideways and Ted Cruz went to like the Bahamas or something.
okay.
Well, this summer you're gonna see some serious blackouts in New York City. Serious blackouts in New York City. And the reason why I say that, and I hate to say it because I'm really from New York City. I grew up in New York City, but moved from Jersey. Anyway, the reason why I say that is because last week, Indian Point, I'm not sure if you're familiar with Indian Point. Most people, even living in New York, aren't familiar with it, but it's a nuclear power plant about 25 miles north of New York City on the Hudson, right near Ossining, right near where Sing Sing is, the prison, and it powers 29%, or did power 29% of the provided 29% of the wattage for New York City.
Right.
We're talking about well over 2,000 megawatts every
day.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
That's a lot. So they shut down part of it. They had three reactors. They shut down one last year. I'm sorry, one like in the 90s, one last year, and the last one last week. And the whole idea was to Cuomo. This is the problem. It's Cuomo. For many obvious reasons, but this one is probably one of the biggest ones. Is it, other than killing people in nursing homes and
right.
You know, raping women, whatever else. But this one is particularly could have been avoided because he basically signed into law that a certain percentage, I think it's 40% of New York City's energy had to come from renewable sources. Well, guess what? They're scrambling because they don't have the renewable sources to make up for the waters they're losing.
Right.
They're basically right now, you know what they're doing? This is the irony. This is why I wanted to bring it up. They're making it up with natural gas. And they're making up natural gas in like 18 different locations that are using generators that are causing more fossil fuels to be emitted into the atmosphere. So they're going in reverse. Like, they hate nuclear only because of the word. They don't understand really the technology.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, there's a nuclear power plant like just above the city. Anyway, my point is they are not prepared. They were never prepared. It's been a whole political thing, and guess what? You're going to see New York City in the real S show this summer.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. So if they start going with – but, I mean, that would just kind of usher in the end of Cuomo, wouldn't it? I think it might usher in the end of Democrats in New York.
You know, that's it. You know, of course, I wish that would never happen, but
right.
You have to have a viable alternative. There aren't any Republicans in New York.
I know.
There's no one has, like, you know, the onions in New York, as they say in New York. No one has the onions to stand up to the Democrats in New York. They don't have.
Well, there's actually a guy out there. I appreciate you calling in, Jersey Phil, that is running. He's running against Andrew Yang, and who's running for mayor of New York City. But this guy, he's a Democrat. But he is also a guy that sounds pretty darn moderate in his thinking. Guy's name's Eric Adams, and for the first time ever yesterday, he beat Andrew Yang in the polls. First time ever. This guy, yeah, Democrat, absolutely, he's a Democrat. But he's one of those Democrats where he understands the problems. He understands what's going on with the woke crowd. He understands what's going on with the cancel culture. And he understands that Democrats have left his community as an African-American man, that have he understands that the Dems have left the African-Americans behind. They don't care. Once they have their vote or they have their money, they no longer care about them. And he kind of gets that. He understands that. He makes a lot of sense. He makes a heck of a lot more sense than Bill de Blasio or Andrew Cuomo does right now, or even Andrew Yang, because we all know that Andrew Yang is just a radical liberal. Andrew Yang, by the way, wanted a government, basically a government office in every newsroom. Every newsroom in the country, or we'll even say like every regional, a regional office where you would have to run everything through the government office before it went to print. And I don't remember anybody in the mainstream media, especially in the print sector, standing up going, nope, this is wrong guy for the job. No, 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 can't have him, because they will literally cut off their own noses to spite their face. We'll be right back. It's the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD, Friday afternoon. Let's talk, y'all. Almost quitting time for you. For some reason, Eric Swalwell never really got into trouble for having a physical relationship with a Chinese spy. I remember that. I mean, he's still on the Senate Intelligence Committee or the House Intelligence Committee. He never got in because Democrats never do. They never get in trouble for anything like this. If this had been a Republican, oh, there would have been all heck to pay for their actions, but not Swalwell. No, you know what the FBI did? They gave them an informational briefing. They sat him down and said, you know, your girlfriend is a Chinese spy. You might not want to see her anymore. But she's so pretty. We know that. We understand that. But she's still, you know, she's a Chinese spy. But she looks so good in a dress, and I'm ugly, and I can't find her. Yeah, well, that's how we knew she was a spy, Mr. Swalwell. She was way out of your league, so if you don't mind not seeing her anymore. So they gave them an intervention to let him know that he was with a spy, getting the bang bang from Fang Fang. So this is a luxury that is never afforded to Republicans, it seems, right? Well, now guess who else was having relations with a Chinese spy? Oh yes, the one, the only, ladies and gentlemen, Hunter Biden was having a relationship. His emails reveal his close relationship with a Chinese-American secretary who worked for him when he went into business with the man that he called the spy chief of China. Now, let's just for a moment assume that Donald Trump or Eric Trump or Donald Trump Jr. had ever gone into business with anyone that was known as a spy chief. Could you imagine? I mean, seriously, could you imagine the outcry? But no. He, Hunter, can go into business with the man he called the spy chief of China. The mysterious young assistant wrote the president's son flirty messages, sent him opposition research, and encouraged him to draw funds from the company's account when the joint venture collapsed. She even ended up with Hunter Biden's military dog tags. In 2017, Hunter went into business with Patrick Ho, secretary of Chinese oil giant CEFC. Hunter described Ho as the spy chief of China, and the Chinese businessman was later surveilled by U.S. law enforcement as a foreign intelligence threat before he was convicted of bribery in 2018. Oh, yeah, it gets really good. So after launching this multi-million dollar joint venture with CEFC, Hunter was assigned a 29-year-old Chinese-American assistant, Jai Ki Bao, who quickly struck up a close relationship with her boss. How about that? It was a relationship.
What's wrong with having relations? Don't be ashamed of that. Yeah. Relations is beautiful.
Right.
When I was young, I used to always have relations.
I got
every
you.
Every night, if a nice gentleman bring me flowers
yep.
and candy, take
right.
me to a movie,
mm-hmm.
show me a lovely evening,
yep.
then I would take him home and give him hot, lovely relations.
Right.
Relations is a beautiful thing. Ain't
yep.
nothing to be ashamed of, especially to... Young
I know.
People.
Yeah, we understand that. But this was a relation with a Chinese spy. Hey, Hunter, how are you? I just got a message from Mervin about your inquiry of your necklace. I still have it locked in my drawer in my New York apartment, as promised to safekeep it for you. I'm out of town at the moment. I'll reach out to you and return it along with a document bag I had prepared for you as soon as I get back to New York City. Take care and catch up soon. Miss you, Jai Kui. I guess that's how you pronounce it. I don't know. But anyway, do you think anything's going to come of this? No, of course not. Of course not. Back in November, then Finance Committee Chair Senator Chuck Grassley wrote to the Department of Justice demanding an investigation into Hunter's business dealings with his corrupt foreign billionaire backers. So the president's son admitted in December of last year that he is currently the subject of an FBI investigation, reportedly for tax crimes, though it's been reported that investigators are also scrutinizing his foreign dealings, which he's not supposed to have anymore, according to Joe Biden. So... there you go. That's what you got. You got another see no evil, hear no evil. You only got two monkeys with the Department of Justice, and they just see no Democrat wrongdoing, hear no Democrat wrongdoing, only speak of Republican wrongdoing again. So, that's where we are right now with Hunter Biden. Why is this no big deal? I mean, seriously. Why is Hunter Biden no big deal to the mainstream media? I would have thought that, have they been told? Have they been told not to do it? Maybe. Charlie, my chin hurts from my jaw hitting the table. I'm in shock. And oh, you should be. I am too. I can't believe that Hunter Biden is having... Anyway, the stuff on that laptop that I have seen is absolutely, A, it's blackmailable material. Well, I guess it's not anymore. It's out there. Everybody can see it. You know, big deal. You're going to show this picture. You're going to show me doing this. You're going to show this video. He is a major embarrassment to this country. Well, he would be if the media would report on him, but they won't. They completely leave him alone, hands off. They did more reporting on Barron Trump than they've done on Hunter Biden. And Hunter Biden is obviously, we've seen now, is now and probably has been in the past a major security threat to this country. Certainly, you know, an embarrassment to the to Jill and Joe. So there you go. So how can Hunter pay his fair share of taxes if he lies about his income, Joe? You're exactly right. How can he do that? So I don't know. I don't know. I just, and again, I will say this. You can only be as corrupt as people allow you to get away with. And right now, the media is allowing Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and all the Bidens to be as corrupt as they want to be. There is no way you can tell me that what Joe Biden did over in Ukraine with the billion-dollar check and the prosecutor, there's no way you can tell me that wasn't quid pro quo. There's just absolutely no way. I mean, it was more than that. To me, it was extortion. It was absolute extortion. We'll withhold this money unless you fire that prosecutor. Well, son of a gun, they fired the prosecutor. So I don't get them. I swear to you, I don't. All right, we'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD. Let's talk. Okay, we got some Second Amendment update here. Now, you know that yesterday or last night, the Senate passed the Open Carry with Training Act. That means if you have a CWP, as soon as the governor signs this bill, 90 days after that, it becomes law. Why 90 days? Well, that's what Sandy Sin wanted, and then she didn't even vote for the damn bill. So Sandy Sin comes up with this ridiculous amendment. Oh, it can only go into effect 90 days. And I'm like, oh, whatever. And then she didn't even vote for the bill. She gotta go. And she was my state senator when I was down in Charleston. Be done with her. You folks down in the low country, I know a bunch of you are listening right now. Be done. Wash your hands of Sandy Sin. All right. She barely won last time. You think that maybe, and one of two things, I think maybe that said, oh, I have to appeal to more Democrats if I want to win this time. Yeah, that's not going to work. Not going to work for you, Sandy. Not going to work. It's going to backfire really big, really big. So you low country votes, get rid of Sandy Sin. The only Republican to side with the Democrats and vote against this bill. Only one. Congratulations. You stand alone, Sandy Sin. So 90 days after the governor signs this bill, you will, if you have a concealed weapons permit, be able to carry your weapon openly in public if that's what you want. If that's what you want to do, you now have the right to do that. Please don't get on to me about I've always had the right to do it. I understand that. I'm with you on that one. We're all on the same page. And why are we looking? Oh, and by the way, we're also, it's kind of got some Second Amendment sanctuary wording in this bill to where no state money will be used to enforce federal gun laws. Why is that important? Today, President Joe Biden's Department of Justice issued a proposed change to the legal definition of firearms in an effort to subject more firearm parts to background checks and serial number tracking. It would be the first update to the firearms definition since 1968. According to the notice from the ATF, the DOJ seeks to amend the definition of firearm to clarify when a firearms parts kit is considered a firearm and help close a regulatory loophole associated with homemade guns, so to speak. We are committed to taking common sense steps to address the epidemic of gun violence that takes the lives of too many people in our communities, said Attorney General Merrick Garland in a statement. Anybody out there just thankful as heck that he didn't get on the Supreme Court? But he's a moderate. No. No, not at all. Criminals and others barred from owning a gun should not be able to exploit a loophole to evade background checks and escape detection by law enforcement. This proposed rule would help keep guns out of the wrong hands and make it easier for law enforcement to trace guns used to commit violent crimes while protecting the rights of law-abiding citizens. They have no intention of protecting your rights. Firearm trigger assemblies already fall under the definition of firearms and are subject to standard firearms rules, which such as retail sales transaction taking place only at FFLs. Private sales are currently exempt from background checks, but the proposed rules would end that exemption. Oh, you mean it gets worse? It's not just about ghost guns or make them at home guns. Oh, now it's got to do with private sales of guns as well. Oh, okay. That's nice. The ATF website currently defines a firearm as any weapon, including a starter gun, which will or is designed to or may readily be converted to expel a projectile by the action of an explosive, the frame or receiver of any such weapon, any firearm, muffler, or muffler silencer, or any destructive device, yada, yada, yada. But this is what we were talking about. This is why we need these protections here in South Carolina. Let's go to Wes in Greer. Wes, welcome to the program. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon, Charlie. You know, Charlie, we don't have to worry about these here Democrats when they get their power. You know, we're just crazy when we think they're coming for our guns.
I know nobody's coming for your guns.
Think of the evil craftiness of those blankety blankers to go up in there. We gonna redefine what a firearm.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, just man, look, just par for the course for all this crap. But
it is.
Look, you can make, if you possess the ability and the machining capability, there is not one law that says you cannot make yourself a gun.
If you are a gunsmith and you can do it, you got a lathe at the house, you're right.
That's exactly right. Okay. And I have made gun parts. Okay.
Wow.
And I have plenty of these 80% lowers, which is what these guys are going after.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But name me a ghost gun that has killed somebody. I'm not aware of one.
Now, there may be some out there that I don't know of, but it certainly hasn't been made a big splash on the news.
You mean our liberal media pals let it happen and forgot to tell us all about it?
And maybe so.
Oh, my goodness.
Maybe so.
Maybe they just had too many adult beverages that day and it just kind of slipped past.
Exactly.
But, Wes, listen to this.
This is how they do it, though, Wes. They just redefine what they're talking about. Buddy, I appreciate your call. I'm up against a break here. Please call us back soon. Appreciate it. Love talking with you, Wes. We'll be right back. This is the Charlie James Show, 106.3 WORD. Let's talk on a Friday afternoon. It's quitting time, y'all. Just about. Don't leave yet.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.